WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Kelsey Walden is a young country singer from the town of Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. She's just released her second album, titled I've Got a Way. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Walden's distinctive approach to a classic country sound is exciting.
When it comes to enunciating a lyric, Kelsey Walden has that George Jones thing going. She sings as though through gritted teeth, as if it takes an effort to overcome self-consciousness to deliver these songs that she's composed. It's a way of singing that's acutely aware of avoiding excessive emotion or embellishment, the musical version of hard-boiled prose.
Many people want to run and hide. They want to run from what scares them deep inside. You wouldn't look it in the face, ever let it show. I'm about to tell you something that you already know. That when you want it to be you, you needed somebody else. But I can be me all by myself. I can be me all by myself.
I Can Be Me All By Myself, sings Kelsey Walden on that song, but you can also hear what influences have helped her to be herself. There's the Waylon Jennings rhythm in that song, a loping medium tempo that gives the music propulsion without ever getting in the way of the lyric. Another thing that Walden's singing style conveys is a kind of stubbornness, a resistance to being manipulated in the making of her music and by extension in how she conducts her life. You can hear this in a tough-minded tune like You Can Have It.
And there's nothing in this world that'll change the way I feel. And somewhere deep inside, I know what's really real. If you're not willing to go there with me, take what you came with, just leave gently. You can have it.
Walden is giving away on You Can Have It is unwarranted pride, jealousy, envy, and regret. She has no use for these sins and emotions, preferring instead to be, and again, this is her term, to be the bigger person, someone who forgives and moves on. It arrives in a bouncy melody punctured by Brett Resnick's pedal steel guitar. That prominent, prickly pedal steel is itself a statement of belief and purpose. Unlike so much current country, which plays out like hard or soft rock, Walden is reaching back to the country of earlier eras. Listen to her beautiful cover of a 1960s song first recorded by the Gosden Brothers, called There Must Be a Someone.
There must be someone I could turn to. Be someone I could turn to.
The other non-original on this album, I've Got Away, is a spooky cover of Travelin' Down This Lonesome Road, written by bluegrass guru Bill Monro. Walden favors the melancholy, and on an amazingly assured original song called Don't Hurt the Ones Who've Loved You the Most, she sounds as though she's singing from a long lifetime of heartbreak. Kelsey Walden thinks about her own death on that song with a calm, clear-mindedness that's not maudlin or pious. She's one of the rare young singer-songwriters who takes an interest in old things, old ideas, old people, old notions of right and wrong. There are times when she seems so wrapped up in her thoughts, the melody drops away from her vocal and her voice takes on a flat, declarative tone. But none of that is by accident. It's all carefully conceived by an artist who does her best to erase all traces of artistry, lest you think she's putting on airs.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Kelsey Walden's new album, I've Got Away.